When the pandemic started, I looked at the finances that we held in the business. So I'm quite conservative in how I run my finances. I like to make sure that we have what I call a war chest built up so that if something went wrong tomorrow, we could effectively run the business for the commitments that we've made to our customers. That's the main overriding objective behind that. And some of our customers have commitments that run up to 3 years. So you can see we'd need quite a sizable war chest to keep running. So I looked at the amount we had sat in the company, which was very healthy. And I said to my team, you know, don't worry, there's not going to be any layoffs. We don't need anyone to take a pay cut. So I sort of put everyone's mind at ease there. And then I said, okay, let's go have a look at my contractors, because I've got a few contractors that work for me almost full time, particularly on the development side. And I was talking to one of them and they said, well, we've lost all of our clients overnight apart from you. You know, lots of hotels and restaurants and dentists and care homes and all sorts of people who basically said, at the moment, we have no time nor bandwidth to keep you on. So I looked at that and I thought, well, we've got this really healthy war chest here. We know that we may see a downturn, but I'm fairly sure it will come back after that because online learning isn't going to go away. So I said, right, well, can I, you know, maybe increase your hours? And in one particular case, we tripled or even quadrupled one of our contractors' hours with us to quite a sizable amount. And it was quite a scary thing to do because, you know, when you make that big leap, you sort of sat there going, oh, you know, it's a lot of money. But then I thought, well, we may see a downturn in this period, but afterwards, at least we're prepared to come out of it going back up again if I invest now to improve all of our systems. Before the pandemic, we were doing really good business. Things were going extremely well, actually. And we'd already seen, I think it was about 40% growth from 2018 to 2019. So we came into 2020 feeling very optimistic, very positive, lots of plans and lots of growth projections as well. And then, of course, the pandemic hit, and I could see that there would be a lot of people at home and that a lot of people might be slightly more protective of spending money. So my initial response was to ask people in our community how we could help them. And everyone said, just get us formulating. So we teach organic cosmetic formulation. And they said, get us formulating because it lifts us up, it lifts our spirits, it's a positive thing to do. So I diverted some of my team members to create a fairly sizable, small online course for free that we sent out to our entire community. And I think within about 2 weeks, we had over 7,000 people sign up for it. I was great because all these people were going, wow, you know, I'm getting this for free and it's a really negative time and we're all really scared and in lockdown, but you're lifting our spirits. So I thought that was great. And then after that, we went into a launch period where we opened up enrollment for a big package of our courses. And I honestly had expected to see a downturn, but what happened actually was that we saw a 65% increase because although there were a lot of people at home, they were nonetheless very, very keen to get going with online learning. So they all came to us. It was great. And I have to say that growth has not slowed down yet in 2020 either. We're seeing continuous massive growth. And I think this year we may well grow somewhere between 70 and 80% compared to last year.